You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This Quarter magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theatre, This Quarter lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theatre. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of This Quarter magazine or at rickshawtheatre.com.
Hello everyone, how's it going? You're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in British Columbia, and your DJ Jaden is back on the mic. How's it going, guys? So I got one announcement for you guys to start off with today. So yesterday there was a Hyogo concert starting at 8 p.m., but I heard it started a little bit later than it was supposed to be. So there was a concert being held at the Commodore Ballroom in downtown as part of the band's tour of the year. So they're having concert in 24 different cities and I think total of 4 different countries. So that includes Japan, Taiwan, the States, and here in Canada. So, and the cities are as follows. So New York, Philadelphia, LA, Seattle in the States, and Osaka, Japan, and Taiwan, I think it's in Taipei. But yeah, here in Canada, which also includes Toronto and Vancouver. So they're having another one today in Portland in the States today, and they're about 10 different concerts left until the end of the tour. So yeah, and they had the one in Vancouver yesterday, so that was the 14th I think last night. Yeah, so I think it's going really successfully right now. Just like, you know, last year they went to other countries for a tour, and yeah, many fans came in yesterday, so I was at the concert as well, and at some points a lot of people like started singing along with the band in Korean too, so that was very like kind of like shocking to me. So it was very cool. And even the fans who don't actually speak Korean, they were singing in Korean, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, right after concert, I basically got home and then started writing a news article about the concert for the Korea Joongang Daily News. So you can check that out pretty soon, and I think it's getting published tomorrow, I think. Yeah. And for those of you who could not attend the concert, but even though you wanted to, don't be too sad. We're going to listen to the band right now. So the opening song for yesterday's concert was Wing Wing, and that's their debut song released back in 2014. So we're going to give that a listen first, and it's going to be followed right after by Tomboy and the other one called Wari Gari. So we're going to listen to it right now.
Bing, bing, 돌아가는 세상. 나를 비웃듯이 계속 꿈틀대죠. 난 엄마가 늘 베푼 사랑에 어색해. 그래서 그런 건가 늘 어렵다니까. 잃기 두려웠던 욕심 속에도 작은 예쁨이 있지. 난 지금 행복해. 그래서 불안해. 폭풍전 바다는 늘 고요하니까 우리부터 빨리 타면 안 되잖아. 나는 사랑을 응원해. 슬픈 말은 하지 마요. 아마 그럴 줄은 알았는데 이젠 좀 잔잔하다 했었는데 뒤도 돌아보지 않나. 그런 마음을 낮추지 마요. 저기 다가온다 기대했는데 또 한편 언젠가는 떠나갈걸. 이젠 슬쩍 봐도 알아.
comes and goes. Cause we did this way, we tried before.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
That was Wing Wing, followed by Tomboy and Wadi Gadi by Hyuk Oh. All right, everyone. So Dora, our volunteer manager at CATR, who is a very good friend of mine, has contacted me a few days ago through email asking if we could have a guest sit in during our show today. So we have a guest on our show today. So she's currently getting a training here at CATR. Not sure how long she's going to stay here, but yeah. So I have her here right now. So she won't be on the mic for too long, but she's down for a few minute talk on the mic. So please welcome Sabrina. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi. Could you introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Sabrina, and I'm currently studying in UBC and Faculty of Arts.
Awesome. How do you feel being here at the studio today?
I am nervous, but I'm very excited at the same time.
Yeah, we're nervous.
This is my first time here doing on live, so that's why.
Right. Have you ever done any like podcasts or anything experiences?
No, but I do like podcasts a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you listen to like Do you listen to like radio shows, like regular basis?
I do listen to a lot of radio shows back in Taiwan. That's where I'm from. Mm. So like, yeah.
Right, awesome. And of course, you listen to like Taiwanese music and Taiwanese singers
as
well. Oh
yeah, I do listen to a lot of Taiwanese singers.
Right, awesome. Could you actually, because like most of the listeners that who listen to our show, like they are fans of like K-pop, but they may not know, they might not be like familiar with, you know, like J-pop or, you know, Taiwanese pop. So if you could name one person, one figure from Taiwan who is in the field of, you know, singing, entertainment, who would you recommend to our listeners?
Oh, this is... Okay, so, like, I'm pretty sure everyone knows him. Mm. He's Jay Chou.
Jay Chou.
He's my favorite. I love him so much. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, any good song from him?
There's a lot of good songs. There's one song called Feng.
Yeah?
That's my favorite.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And in Taiwan, this may be a question that our listeners might want to ask you. Mm-hmm. And you're from Taiwan. And sorry, which city are you from, you said?
I'm from Taichung.
Right. And in Taiwan, I know, you know, K-pop is one of the, you know, like the hot leading trend
culture. Oh, yes,
it is. Right. And so which bands, if you could name, you know, like one or two, like which bands are leading the trend in Taiwan?
In Taiwan, I think everyone knows Twice.
Right.
Like, because there's a member from Taiwan, right?
Sui. Right.
And if you're a male band, probably BTS.
BTS,
they're
right.
They're so worldwide, so they're pretty hot in Taiwan, too.
Yeah, they're getting big right now in the States, too.
They are.
Yeah, I saw a clip of them having a speech at the UN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The place a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah, pretty cool. Like to see like, you know, an Asian band like doing a speech at such a like, you know, great place.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in the States and it's worldwide famous. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at CATR, which position are you currently getting trained for at this point?
I am doing a general training, so I started off with the technical training, and the next training I'm going for is the programming training.
Right, yeah. I see. And you want to stay here like for quite a bit after you...
I do want to stay here.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to welcome you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, like, why, why you're interested in the field of, you know, broadcasting and media?
Oh, yeah, because since young, when I was in Taiwan, I like to listen to a lot of radio. And, like, I feel like the host, the DJ, kind of interacting with their listeners, and that's really fascinating and very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like podcasts a lot.
Right. Awesome. And so I'll tell you the truth. So Dora, like, she sent me an email, like, I mentioned it earlier, but she... I think that today is Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today is Thursday. I think it was like on Monday or Tuesday. She just like out of nowhere just sent me an email like asking if it's okay to have somebody sitting here. And then she didn't tell me who the person is going to be. So I just said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation was done in person after I checked my email. And then, yeah. So did you, Sabrina, choose a show yourself or did Dora recommend the show to you?
I did chose the show myself, so I went on to CITR website and I kind of browsed through all the podcasts, and then I saw your show and then I was like, this is so interesting, so like I want to sit in. That's why I contacted Dora.
Mm, K-pop show in CITR.
Yeah, cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. So what I do is when I have a guest sit in our studio is that I ask them for a song request.
Mm-hmm.
So I let them choose maybe like one or two songs, three at max. I've done it before, which takes about more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I've done that. And then so it's basically like become our tradition, you know, having someone in and asking them for a song request. So if you want to play a song here today, like maybe one or two, like which band and which song would you want to choose?
I would go for Twice.
Twice,
because that's my
course.
Favorite band. And their recent song is Dance Tonight Away.
Away. Right. Pretty new, brand new song.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yeah, it's getting big. It's, and so you say your favorite member is Tsui, the Taiwanese member?
Yeah, I like Tsui.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. All right. So we're going to play Dance Tonight Away, you said, right?
Mm-hmm,
okay. And we actually have the song already in our playlist today.
Nice.
All right. Awesome. So that was about 5 minute talk we just had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It went past so fast.
I know. Whenever you talk into the mic, time flies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that from my life experience. Yeah. Anyway, Sabrina, so thank you for being here. And
thank you.
Next time, like, you can maybe stay here for, like, longer than 5 minutes if you get invited again. You're always welcome if you want to, you know, if you're down to be on the mic.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the mic today.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so we're going to listen to Dance the Night Away by Twice, and this song has been requested by Sabrina.
You and me in the moonlight,
tune in every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the morning after show.
All right, so that was Dance the Night Away by Twice, requested by Sabrina, our guest today. And I just remembered there's going to be a K-pop contest happening on the 13th, and that is next week, Saturday, I think, at 6 p.m. It starts at 6 p.m. at Faye and Milton Wong Experimental Theater. That's such a difficult name to pronounce. So the tickets are free, and once you're in, you get yourself some free food as well. So I think that's nice. And the tickets are all sold out at this point, I believe. And yeah, that's what I heard. And just to give you guys a brief information about the show, the contest, it is hosted by, as always, by the Consulate General of the Republic of Korea, same as 2016 and last year, 2017. And Simon Fraser University, SFU, is also part of the hosting parties. So if you got yourself a ticket already, I'm pretty sure you're going to love it, and it's going to be great and successful this year as well, with multiple different super talented people competing each other, which include KPK, GCFX, I have a list here, and somebody named Brian Kim, and yours truly, and so on. Yeah. So if you have any more questions about the concert, please make sure to visit Vancouver at mofa.go.kr. And yeah, so that's the announcement I had for you guys. That just popped up. And moving on, there is a new song by this singer named Vibe, which is topping the music charts. It's called Fallen Fall from the album titled the same as the song, Fallen Fall. In Korean, it's called Kawe Tanaba. So we're going to give that a listen. And there's another brand new song called Somewhere by Ozon from the show Son the Guest from the brand new album Son the Guest OST Part 1. So we're going to give these two songs a listen right now.
Wait for death. please take my hand. Close your
was Fallen, followed by Vibe and Somewhere by Ozone from the the Guest OST Part 1 album. So the other announcement for you guys today is that Sumi Jo is having a concert at Queen Elizabeth Theater at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday the 7th this week. And for anybody who does not know who Sumi Jo is, she's one of the most successful and famous sopranos in history. From South Korea. So if you watched the opening ceremony of Pyeongchang Paralympic early this year, you may have seen her. She sang the theme song, Here as One. So she sang that. And if you're also a fan of the South Korean national soccer team and remember 2002 Korea-Japan World Cup, you may also have seen her singing Champions as well. Back in 2002. So they are still selling the tickets. So you, if you want to attend to the concert, you must get your ticket ready pretty soon because there's only a few days left till Sunday. So I've included Here as One, the theme song of Pyeongchang Paralympic, and Champions by Sumi Jo in today's playlist. So let's give them a listen right now. We'll be right back.
박수의 그 역할을 해내네. 네, 멋있습니다. 박수. 그걸로 만든 10개 축구장이 어디로 갑니까? 네, 이 잔디밭은 4계절 잔디인데
또 잡았습니다.
대리죠,
박선홍.
대리죠.
자, 박선홍.
축구! 도쿄물이 달렸습니다! 선수 손을 막고 흐른 것을 설기현. 설기현의 왼발 안에서 튕겨 오른 것을 빨리 슈팅하는 설기현의 수훈입니다.
자, 다시 원점으로 돌아갔습니다. 바로 제세 차두리.
이영표에게 운전으로 올린 그 모습 보입니다.
안동환 헤딩! 골! 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 한동안 진짜였습니다! 안동환 헤딩이었습니다! 역전 최초! 슛! 들어갔어요!
반갑습니다.
그렇죠! 그렇죠!
AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
All right, so that is it for us today, and make sure to stay tuned right in for the upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM, as there will be many different awesome shows coming on air for the rest of today. And I am going to leave you with Travel by Borbagan 4 from their album Red Diary Page 2 and Heavy Eyes by Basement Revolver. And take them away, and I'll see you guys next time.